V. In the foregoing we have discussed a few cabalistic symbols, which, it seems to me, excellently illustrate the nature of the problem of Kabbalah and myth, but in the systems of the early cabalists, and particularly of the Zohar, we find not only a revival of isolated mythical motifs, but also a dense texture of mythical ideas often constituting fully developed myths. Many of the cabalists, as we have seen, busied themselves with the speculative and theological reinterpretation of such mythical thinking, but interesting as such reinterpretation may be from the standpoint of the history of ideas, it cannot blind us to the psychic substance underlying the myths. In many cases, I am almost inclined to think, the speculative reformulation of myths was quite secondary even in the minds of those who engaged in it and served merely as an exoteric disguise for the mythical content which they looked upon as a holy mystery. Apart from the Zohar, myth is exemplified most strikingly and magnificently in the most important system of the late Kabbalah, the system of Isaac Luria, 1534-72, of Seift, and later in the heretical Theologumena of the Sabbatians, whose Kabbalistic messianism